Tani Rabbi Dustai Ben Yehuda Omer. Ayin Tachas Ayin. Mamon. So the Gemara is now bringing further proof that Ayin Tachas Ayin is Mamon, not Mamish. How do we know this? Ata Omer Mamon Minuela. Ayin, Mamish. Amrit Nevesha, I say, Eno Shal Zek Doyla, Eno Shal Zek Tana. Eyach, Ani Koyre, Bey. Ayin Tachas Ayin. If you look in the Chumash, Sadia Gaon says, Ibn Ezra brings this down, that he actually had a different makor. This is what he said in he had a debate with the Karaites about this topic. So it's not what the Gemara says here, but it's a similar point. They wouldn't have perhaps accepted this, but he's saying that if you cut out somebody's eye, who knows what's going to happen. Right? You might kill him. Right? Try plucking out a guy's eye, but not causing any other collateral damage. So again, that's an art. That's more of a. It's the only way you could possibly be Makai Mayan Tafsain correctly is through Mamu. So this is a similar point, but in a more technical level, which is again why I think. It's a valid proof for the Gemara, but not necessarily one the Karaites would accept, like we talked about yesterday, which is that what do you do if the two eyes aren't equal? Tachas would imply the same. Let's say one guy...
Does he argue that, Ryan?
Well, we're going to get to that. See, is that really the same as what the Gemara says or not? Okay, got there. So, Areshai say, Eino shel zegdola, Eino shel zegtana. Heyachani koyrei bei, ayin tachas ayin. One guy's a little bigger eye. The chi tema, koki ai shakil mine mimona. So maybe you'll say, yeah, if they're the same, so then mamish. If not, mamam. Hatayram ramish padachad yelacha, mishpat hashavel kucha. Ami mai kushya, dilma nahira shakil mine. Nahira amirachman anishkal mine. No. If we say eye in it, doesn't mean an eye for an eye. It means vision for vision. That's what's fair. That's what's commensurate. You took away my vision. Your vision shall be taken away. Dilo te mahachi. Katan shah sagado. Sagado shah sagatan. Echidami. So you read this the first time you think it means like an adult or child. But it's clear from the Gemara, as Rashi explains, it means like a big guy versus a small guy. It's a little strange. Echi katlinan la yatayu amra mish barachad yalachem. Mishpat Hashavel Kucha. Ela neshama shakol minei, neshama amrachman nishkol minei. Hachanami nehoira shakol minei, nehoira amrachman nishkol minei. So what exactly is the proof? How do we prove anything from there? So the answer is that the Gemara is extremely meduyak in its lashon. And the confusion that we have comes from the fact that we sort of equate two words, nefesh and neshama. Right? We always think what's a nefesh is a neshama, neshama is a nefesh. They're synonyms, but they're not. They're not synonyms. Nefesh is a term. It means vitality or life in the sense that this is something that all animals share. If you look at the Tani at the beginning, Nefesh HaBahamis, if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah at the beginning, he's mechalik between Nefesh and Neshama, and it really comes from the Psukim. All comes from the Psukim. The Psukim, okay, the Rambam says it the way he puts it, the Baal HaTanya says it the way he puts it, but the Psukim HaMachalik, he uses the term nefesh for all living creatures in Parak Aleph of Bereishis. Whereas the term neshama is unique to humans. Eipach ba'apav neshmas chayim. So the Havamina was, or not the Havamina, the simple reading, the most literal reading of the Pasuk is nefesh tachas nefesh. What's nefesh? Hadam hu ba'nefesh, as the Pasuk says in many places. Nefesh is blood. Blood is the source of this life force, the life force that animals share with us, right? Damo nefesh is a pasuk about animals, actually. So, if it's nefesh tachas nefesh, so then it's not fair. One guy has more blood than the other guy. So it would not be tachas to kill a big guy who murdered a little guy. Right, just like Eino Achas Gdolav, Eino Achas Ktana. So the Gemara says, no, Clearly, nefesh tachas nefesh doesn't mean nefesh. Here, when the Torah says nefesh, it means what? Neshama, right? That's the lashon of the Gemara. Ela, neshama shakol minei, neshama rachman, and nishkol minei. Ah, the neshama of a big guy and the neshama of a little guy are the same, right? There's no, the Gemara says, mi'amr tidamach tidach samak tvei. Yeah, neshama is the same. So then, once you're going to say nefesh tachas nefesh really means neshama tachas neshama, so hachanami. Ayin tachas ayin doesn't mean ayin tachas ayin, it means nahora tachas nahora. So therefore, this is not an accepted proof. Tani idach, Rishon ben Yochai omer, ayin tachas ayin, mamon, atomer mamon, oin ela ayin mamish, amri, harei, shayasumat tesime kiteya, vikita chiger vechiger, heyachani mekayim bezayin tachas ayin, vatayra amr mishpadach liyalachem, mishpadashav lukulchem. Very simple. There was a guy, right to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Somebody who's already blind. So, how are you going to be mekayem this? How are you going to mekayem this? Elamai, you'll say, you pay money. That doesn't make any sense, because Mishpat HaShavet, in other words, you'll pay money if he's already blind, if he can't be Mekayim Tachas, Ayin Tachas Ayin. Amri, Umay Kushya, Dom Eichad Afshar, Afshar, Lo Afshar, Lo Afshar, Upatrin Anlay. If you could do it, you do it. If not, you'll be Patr. Now, that's not a chisaron of Mishpat Achad Yelachem, because the fact that you sometimes get off on a technicality is not against Mishpat Achad. As the Gemara is going to give an example. Hi, Dilo Temahachi, Trefa Shargas Ashale, Maya Dinan Lai, Alay Chadavsha, Shechadulavsha, Lavsha, Patrinan Lai, Trefa Shargas Achayas, he gets off the hook. Why? Technicality, because Beda Shiatu Yachal Azima. So that's not a chisan in Mishpat Achad Yalachem. Mishpat Achad Yalachem tells us that you can't have two onshin, right? Or two penalties, or two payments, or the like. Sometimes you get X, sometimes you'd say Y. That's, so you can have sometimes mamish, sometimes mamo. But if we're going to say, no, sometimes you get mamish, but when, for some reason, based off of technicality, that's impossible. In the case of ayin tachas ayin, because he's already blind. Or in the case of nefesh tachas nefesh, because he's already a trefa. So then, that's not a chisar. So therefore, this is a good proof. Debe Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Amar Krav, Keni Natein Bo, Nesina, Vein Nesina El Mamon, which I think Rashi El Torah quotes. El Me'ata, Kasher Yitengon Ba'adam, Hachanami De Mamon. You're going to tell me that the word Yitain always implies Nesina? So what does that mean? Kasher Yitengon Ba'adam. There's Kasher Yitengon Ba'adam, that word, Nesina clearly means you punch him. Amri debei Rabbi Yishmael. Kroy Yisera Darshi. Right, it's not just from that word, but it's the Kroy Yisera. Mechdi, ksev ishki ten mun bamitok asher asa keni aselo. Keni nasein baulam ali. As we mentioned before, there's two psukim that are almost identical, right? Keni aselo and keni nasein ba. Why do we need both? Shmamino mama. So then, I have a question. So why do we need the beginning of that pasuk? I do divide the mechtav. Can you not say bow? Kasav nami kasheitin mum ba'adam. Meaning to say, you can't have a half a sentence in the middle of nowhere. Can you not say bow? That's the whole pasuk. That doesn't make sense. So if you want to say can you not say bow, you have to have the beginning of the pasuk. Kasheitin mum ba'adam. Then you could have the end of the clause. Can you not say bow? Debe rechiyatana. Amar kra yad biyad davarnitan miyad liyad. Remind you, mama, the phrase yad biyad, this is in the parsha of Adam Zomerman, implies a nesina. El miyata regal ragel nami achihu. Clearly, it's not the, can't say, say that literally, right? Yad biyad regal ragel doesn't mean, it doesn't mean mi regal ragel. Amri, Debe Rabbi Chia, Kray Yisera Kadar Shimechti, Sivas Isam Lokasher Zaman, Lasos Lachi, Isa Vedaitach, mamish, yad b'yad, lama li? We already know. You, if it just said vasisan lokasher zamanos, so I would think. If you testified to have his hand chopped off, and you're proven to be an eidzomim, so then you get your hand chopped off. So why do we need to say yad b'yad? Shmami na mama. Vagal v'ragal lama li? I did a kasav yad b'yad kasav nami vagal v'ragal. That's a little more difficult because you could just leave that out. It's not like the previous ID. The previous ID, you can't have the end of the pasuk without the beginning of the pasuk. You can't have kenyan asim but without kasher yitein mum ba'adam. But why can't you just say yad b'yad and leave out regal b'regal? The Gemara starts saying that was like the poetic style of the psukim, that whenever it said yad b'yad, it goes on like a whole list, regal b'regal. It's sort of interesting because, again, I'm not so... have to think about it, but if you look back at the parsha of Mishpatim, when this actually first occurs, so we have this whole pasuk: ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, yad tachas yad, regel tachas regel. So the Gemara doesn't feel a need to justify why you need all those, at least here. Whereas then the next pasuk, kviya tachas kviya, petz tachas patza, chabura tachas chabura. So there we start darshaning each one, right? So. Kviya tachas kviya, so why do we need petz tachas patza? That's to tell you tzar b'makom nezek. Why do we need chabura tachas chabura? It's to teach me tzar, as the Gemara is going to explain. But the sort of the expansion in the first pasuk, we have a little bit of it, just tell the difference between, yeah, shein is because you're not born with them, it has to be things that are permanent, but it's interesting that we don't, so again, this Gemara almost implies that once you say yad b'yad, you have to give these further examples for some reason. Again, maybe this is the Gemara's anyway, not these aren't Tarshish Gemuras. Abaye Amar. Asya meditan rei chizkiya, meditan rei chizkiya, ayin tachas ayin, nefesh tachas nafesh, below, nefesh ayin tachas nafesh. Sorry, below nefesh, ayin tachas ayin. Kisa gadai tach mamesh, zimnin bishkachas lo, ayin nefesh tachas ayin. Dibahadi da'avir lei, nafka lei, Nishma said, right? How are you going to be so perfect? There's sometimes collateral damage. Umay kushya, dilma meimar amdinan lay. He matzim makabel avdinan. He lo matzim makabel avdinan. The amdinan de matzim makabel avdinan lay benafet buchay. He mayas laymus. He lo tanan, kabe malkos. Amdu hu umeis tachas yado patronize. We have a concept in halacha that we do our best job. Based in, you know, is able to do an estimation of what's going to happen. And... okay, sometimes you get it wrong. This is what you were saying before. This is the point that the Sadiq Gong says. I was just saying that what's interesting is that the Gemara doesn't accept this. Right? Doesn't accept it as a valid proof. But the Sadiq Gong does. Hadrabbits. Like, you know, you think in a conversation with the Karaim, so you bring the ones, there's like several of them the Gemara accepts. Why does he mean one the Gemara rejects? So the answer is, it's not coming from the Gemara. They wouldn't accept necessarily the types of things that the Gemara does accept. But rather, this is a much more practical, technical point. So, the Gemara gives an answer on a technical level also, but practically, like, we all know, you know, even with modern medicine, I think to take out an eye without collateral damage wouldn't be so pasha. The culture king, be amazed. That's why I thought it was a riot. Okay. Rosvid. Mishmei, Dirava, Dirabam, Amar Krap, Petzachas Patzal, Litin Tsar, Bemachom Nesek. These are the Daitach. Mamish. Kihech Leave, Le Tsara Lahai. Nami is Le Tsara. That's a very fascinating idea. That, let's say, we already have a separate drasha from Petzachas Patzal to teach me that. Even though you pay Nezek, you also pay Tzar. Now let's imagine that we thought Nezek meant Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamish. So that means A, you cut out the Nizak's eye, and B, the Nizak has to pay for the Tzar of the Mazik. So that's unfair, because then he's paying twice. Right? He's paying the Tzar Tachas Tzar, plus he's also paying for it monetarily.
But the Tzar he's getting isn't the
it doesn't matter, but what it's part of the onesh. In other words, if you're in the world of ayin tachas ayin mamish, so then we're in the world of onshin, where you know, the simple understanding, kasher asa keni asa lo.
No, exactly.
So it would be double penalty to say you pay for the payment, which is onesh, and you also...
double onesh, not like as much
okay.
Double-tash.
Correct.
Yeah.
My kasher, del meka de inish de mefanek, is le tzara tzve, beka inish de lo mefanek, les le tzara, lemay nafkamina, lemay sve, le heyach de beni veni. No, it's not a raya, because I'll tell you like this, really, if they happen to have the same tzara, so it's tzara tachas tzara. The Gemara tells me when it says Patsachas Patsa that if there's a differential in tzara, that's made up in terms of monetary compensation. Rav Papa Mishmei to Rav Amar, Amar Kravi Rapli Rapi, Litein Rifu, Vimak Nasek, Yisak Adai Tach, Mamesh, Ki Echad Ahai Bayasya, Hainami Bayasya. Why should the Nizek have to pay the Mazek for his... you know, for the medical expenses, he's going to have to pay for his own. So again, the same thing is he's paying twice, or he's being punished twice. It's an added chadish because you could have said that refuah is not an onesh. It's like we saw the Rambam paying him for the chisam kiss that he himself experienced, right? By the tzar, so it's an easier question. They're both the onshin, so you can't get double onshin. But the answer still wouldn't make sense because you're still being doubly penalized. So my kushya, Dilma, same answer, Ika de Salak Bisrei, hi, Ika de Salak Bisrei, hi, my nafkamina, le meis of le, heach de beni beni. Some people will cure quicker, some slower, so that differential in terms of medical would be compensated. In the event that the mazik heals quickly or more quicker or cheaper than the nizak, so then that differential is paid from the Mazik to the Nizak. Then he wouldn't get paid, and he got overdone. Now, probably, you know, you could wonder in that case, maybe that would be one of the cases where we'd say, okay, so you can't do Ayin Tachas Ayin, because it would mean any time the Mazik would suffer more than the Nizak, then he's going to get off the hook, like we said before. Maybe. Rivashi Yamar, Asya Tachas, Tachas Mishur, Ksif Hacha Ayin Tachas Ayin, Viksif Hasam, Shalem Yishalem, Shur, Tachas Ashur, Malahal and Mama, Afkan Mama. This is, it's not just Tachas Tachas, but it's also, you see from that pasuk that the word Tachas also could refer to Mama. Now, don't say that Tachas by definition means more literally Tachas, because we use the word Tachas in the context of Shalei Mishalei. My Chazas to Yavis Tachas Tachas Mishur, Nel Tachas Tachas Miadam, Tachsiv. No, we also, you're right, that's true. We also see the word tachas in the context of onshin, literal onshin. Amri dadin zigan, zigan mem dadin zigan mem yisad rabba, dan nadim adam and dan nadim heba, ala, amri vashi, yitachas asher ina yalaflay, adam, ne adam, vin zigan mem zigan, their tachas asher ina is both, has the commonality to adam, and it has commonality to the zigan, so that's the best proof. The best pasuk to choose from, the best tachas to choose from. Tani Reb Lazar Omer, ayin tachas ayin mamish, mamish talkadai doch. Reb Lazar less like a cholhani tanai. However, that means, you know, he doesn't agree with these outstanding proofs that we said before. I mean, he'd say, maybe, in a chanami, he argues at the time, what's the big deal? Reb Lazar was a Maverick Shita, he didn't mind arguing with the other Tanayim. And also it's Amorayim, half of them anyway, right? So I guess probably what it means is not Tanai in the sense of like these Shitos, but what about all these good proofs they brought, right? Aren't these compelling proofs? Aren't these compelling proofs? So the Gemara answers, no. He accepts all those compelling proofs. Amar Rabba, Lomar she'ein shem lo ke'aved. Amar le'abai, yalak ma'an, k'ben choyrin, ben choyrin miyas le'dami, as we talked about extensively. Elam Ravashi, lomar she'ein shem lo so benizak elav benazik. And as what does tachas mean? Here, tachas is actually much more meduyuk, right? If ayin tachas ayin was mamish, so what would tachas mean? Ayin of the mazik, Tachas, the ayin of the nizak. So when you're going to have these drashos that prove mamon, whichever drasha you choose, one of the five drashos that we accepted, right? So we're going to say the same thing, but in Mama. I, Dmei Ayin of the Mazik, Tachas, the Ayin of the Nizak. Right? Great. And that's what Mamish means. It is Mamish. It's Mamish Mama, but it's Mamish in the sense that all we're doing is we are converting the ayin from mamish to mama. But what would it be? It would be Dmei Mazik. Now, clearly, going back to the chakira we talked about yesterday, clearly Rabbi Lazar holds its own mesh. Right? In other words, there's no question that if you're going to hold it as Dmei Mazik, it's not tashlum. Because what the damage you caused, right, you know, could be I caused $500,000 in damage and I'm paying him $5,000 and I'm paying him $5 million. Right? There's no correspondence. The question only is, and this is what we talked about as the machlokes we've shown him, is once you reject Rebbe Lazar, you don't know the Vayin Tachasayin Manish. So when you choose to pay Dmei Nizak, what does that tell me? And you could go two directions. You could either say, oh, but the fact that we're paying Dmei Nizak, so we're bringing this into the world of Tashlumin, right? In all categories of Tashlumei Nezek, you look at the damage caused. If it was Onesh, it would be Dmei Mazik. Once we reject Rebbe Lazar, our Mishnah rejects Rebbe Lazar, we say it's Dmei Nizak, Shaman Loka Eved, so then that tells me, oh, it's Tashlumin, right? And that's L'chorah going to be the basis of all those Rishonim who say what they say, who say it's Tashlumin. Now, what's the Rambam going to say? The Rambam going to say, ah, no. I hold that, let's go to Kofar, right? Kayadua, we have the same machlokas by Kofar. Is it Dmei Mazik or Dmei Mizak? Now Kofar, as we said, Kofar is definitely not Tashlumin. It's what? Pidyon Nafsho. That's clear from the Pesukim. And I hold by Kofar, the Rambam says, how does Rambam paskin by Kofar? He paskins Dmei Nizak. So the fact that over here we're rejecting Rebbe Lazar is not a reflection of the fact that we think it's not Tashlumin. I said, we think it is Tashlumin, it's not Onesh. No. Because even if it is Kofar, we paskin Kofar is Dmei Nizak. So here too, it's Kofar, but it's Dmei Nizak. We reject Rebbe Lazar not because we think it's Tashlumin. We reject Rebbe Lazar because even in the world of Kofar, we paskin Dmei Nizak. So therefore, that's the reason why we reject Lazar. Now, again, the question is, why? What's wrong with Rebbe Lazar? We could respond to Rebbe Lazar, no, this is Tashlumin, so therefore it's Dmei Nizak. I agree with you, like Joseph's point said, I agree, by Kofar, it's Dmei Mazik. But this isn't Kofar, this is Tashlumin. Or you could say, no, I think that this is Kofar, but I think in the world of Kofar, even Kofar is Dmei Nizak. And that's what the Rambam holds. Oh, now, yeah.
I did a question earlier. What's the question earlier, Ezra, if you open up the Gemara stuff, is it all Asmachtas? Yes, I do not.
In the world of Asmachta. Now, it's Adrabba. What you're saying is much more Pashat, which is that if you're going to hold it as Asmachta, so what is the real source? How do we know it's Mamish? I can't argue with that. Right? In other words, the way the Rambam is going to read this Gemara is, you know, less like Kohani Tanai is, you don't hold of the Halacha Moshe Sinai? We know that there's no such thing as a Machlokas about a Perish Mekubal. This is not something that's subject to debate. You can say it's also in the Gemara of, right, so the Rambam, it's Pashut.
Kohani Tanai means...
Yeah. You could say, okay, well, why do we say it that way? It should say, less like Lehani Hilchasa, or something like that. You could say, maybe the Lashon of the Gemara Adrabba sounds a little bit not like the Rambam, more like Tosfos. Yeah. But if you learn that these are Asmachtas, then, in other words, Manavshach, the Gemara's question makes sense. If you're going to learn the question as, if you're going to learn the Gemara as these are Drashos Gemuros, and then the question is, lastly, call Hani Atanai, you don't hold the Gebaldic Drashos. And if you hold that these are Asmachtas, then the Gemara's question is, you don't hold the Perish Mekubal, you don't hold the Gemara's question. Either way, we could understand the question. Now, one last interessante point. which is like this. So we sort of raised this question a little bit yesterday, but if you hold, what is the Pshuto Shel Mikra? Right? So we talked about it yesterday in terms of the Rambam and the Perish in the Mar Nevuchim, right? What's the Pshuto Shel Mikra? So if you look at the Targum Onkelos translates it literally. And it's interesting because we know that the Targum Onkelos does, on occasion, not translate things literally. So why doesn't he change this? I don't know, maybe for the Rambam, the motivation for the Targum Onkelos is primarily in terms of getting rid of anthropomorphisms. But, you know, there do seem to be cases where the Targum is, you know, what the Ramban calls many occasions, as the Ramban shows, where the Targum is a Mefarsh Lefi HaInyan, and not the literal translation. So here, especially where we know that this is a big debate, you know, so you would expect him perhaps to translate it not literally. Well, that might not be Akasha. I don't know enough about Targum that I can say that this is something that's Akasha or not. Because, you know, read Targum more carefully and see how frequently he doesn't translate literally in things like this, non-anthropomorphisms and the like. But I think Ray Tursky once said that maybe the basis of the Targum is like this. We know that Targum Onkelos was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, the one who we just said held Ayin Tachzayin Mamish. So that's why he translates it as Mamish. Now you'll tell me, well, the Gemara rejects that explanation of Rabbi Eliezer, right? But if you look at another version of Rabbi Eliezer and the Psikta, he seems to have Rabbi Eliezer literally, right? Again, the Rambam one like this because it's not Shaykh Halach Moshe Mesinai Machlokas, but this is what it says in there. Vim Tomar Aksid, Ayin Tachasayin Mama, Shevishma Lomer, Maka Beme Shalmena, like we saw in the Gemara, Vim Tomar Aksid Vishina, very similar to Gemara. Lazar Omer, Hubble Viniskavi Masis Bomon, Ayin Mashalim Mama, Elenezek, Inatain Lom Mamish, Ayin Tachasayin. It sounds like in the Psikta pretty clearly it's understanding the laws of Kipshuta. Literally, right? Ein Tachzayin is Mamish. But very, again, I'll read you the Lashon. Eliezer Omer, Ha'ol v'niskavei masos lomom, eino mishalei mamon, you're not mishalei mamon, as in el nezek yinatein lo mamish, you've given nezek. Now, it is true, so we could say that Onkelos is a Talmud of Eliezer, and he's paskening, not paskening, being mefarsh the psukim like his rabbi. If you want to know how do I know Rabbi Lazar is the rabbi of Onkelos, so it's going on the Gemara. Gimel Med Aleph. Targum Shel Torah Onkelos Hager Amro Mepi Rabbi Eliezer. Right? The Targum of, that's the Gemara's Lashon over there. The Targum of Onkelos is Mepi Rabbi Eliezer. Now you could say, now clearly, it's against our Gemara. That's not the way our Gemara reads Rabbi Eliezer. So I'm not sure that's a refutation. Right? Onkelos lived well before the Talmud Bavli was written. So it could be there's a machlokas. In other words, Bidas Rabbi Eliezer. Our Gemara clearly concludes that even Rabbi Eliezer holds Mamon, there's no question. For whatever the reason, however you touch the Gemara, less like a Chohani Tanai, whatever way it means. But it could be that Onkelos understood Rabbi Eliezer differently. There are, by the way, Avion Levinson pointed this out to me, a bunch of other places where you find Onkelos being the targum like Rabbi Eliezer, Delo Kehilchosa. I'll give you two examples. One is in Vayikra Chaf Gimel Mem Gimel, Bedil Did Un Drichnun, Are Bematlas Anani. Right? So, okay. Here he's saying Anani Akavod is here saying in Sukkah is Anani Akavod, right? Agap here got we see Targum Onkelos not translating. Well, I don't know. Maybe they could both be literal. Kibanan Hoshati is Bnei Israel could be either way. And but anyway, that's Shitas of Lazar. And also Vayikra Per Kafal, they're both in Parshas Anu actually. It's Matiel Machla Lo Yisvon, right? So the Zona is someone who is Toa Machmas Baila, right? Which is a Vira Blazer, Yabagus, right? By Isha Zona Bachalawa, right? Isha Zona, he translates it as, it's a Matia. Okay, anyway, so I don't know if this is true. It might be totally false because how could you, you know, again, certainly I think the Rambam would say it's totally false because you can't argue with the fact that it's Mama because it's a Perish Mechubal. But again, it does seem to be the view of the Psikta. So if you were not like the Rambam, then you could say this. Anyway, you know, the Rambam Shita about there not being machlokas about things that are halacha moshe Sinai is a problematic Shita, because there do seem to be plenty of such machlokos. As the Achronim point out, there are different ways of being the Yashiv, the Rambam, but there's more than a dozen examples. So some of them you can answer because you could say like, and it's it, that when the Gemara says Gemiri, it doesn't mean halacha moshe Sinai. But some, even, they're explicitly halacha moshe Sinai, and there's machlokas. So I once asked Rustav about this, he said, in shum yutzei min haklal min haRambam. Okay? He said it. So here's an answer to every kasha. But the Achronim Maisa have a lot of kashas on their Rambam. So the Rav actually had a different mahalik in that. Anyway, interesting. Yeah?
Doesn't the
Marzah
just all
from
the Shusina and
all
the different
Stam, you have to ask that question, right? As my Megillah says it. So you have to understand what things like that mean. Like people say Rashi is also like that. The fact is that we can clearly demonstrate that the Targum of Onkelos reflects the Shita of Elazar, as the Gemara notes. Whether or not you think this is an example of it or not. Now, in terms of your question, that brings us back to a general issue, which is, what is the basis for machlokas? Is it due to forgetting or the like? There are a number of sources. Yerushalmi states this explicitly. This is the famous Shita of the Chachmei Tzarfas quoted from the Ritva, the Erevin, the Levielu, that when you have a machlokas, both Shitos come from Zion. Right? And there are different ways to understand it. The way the Yerushalmi and the Ritva says it is that they both come from Sinai and Hashem told us to resolve this based off of Achriyah and Lahatos. Right? Hashem told the Moshe Rabbeinu the possibilities and also told him the solution. In fact, Yerushalmi says, Moshe asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what are you giving me all these possibilities? Just tell me the bottom line. Yerushalmi answers, because if you said that, in kol regel yachol lamabu. So anyway, there's a lot to, it's a bigger question in terms of how to deal with, in general, understand the basis of machlokas, but it is pretty clear that Targum Onkelos is a reflection of Reb Lazar Shita. So maybe that's the pshat here as well. And maybe you don't like that pshat over here. I think it is the pashtus over here. I think that is the pshat, that's what Reb Lazar Shita is in the pshat. But yes or no, but I think generally that's true. We have to figure it out in terms of how to understand Machlokas, which is a different subject. Not for now. Yeah.
How much of what Rabbi just said was there the same with Shem of Tursky?
I don't know.
Because I thought when I was in a tourist issue, he said there's no need to tell him, there was a sheet in Tanai who...
That's true. I don't know what...
That it was only telling him to assume there was a sheet in Tanai that held that Ayin Tachas Ayin is Mamish.
Right. The problem is... No. Mamish meaning Ayin for Nai. Yeah.
Literally. So is it
wrong at some point? No. Literally Ayin for Nai, not Omish. Mamish.
Isn't
it wrong
that
no one
could hold?
Yeah. Oh, I understand. Yes. Right. That's what I assume of Tursi's coming around, though. So you have to figure out what the Psikta means, if you think it's about
Tursi. So this Psikta wasn't necessarily being quoted by Tursi.
I thought I don't know.
Okay.
Tzachian, you should ask of Tursi what he said. But anyway, maybe this is true. Don't attribute it any to Rav Tursi, because I might be totally misattributing it to Rav Tursi. Okay. Let us go on. So the Gemara says, "Hahu chamra de kata yada de yanuka. Also comes to Papa, Bar Shmuel. Amel hu zilu shumalei, arba dvarim. So there was a chamor that cut off the hand of a kid. So says Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, go pay arba dvarim. Everything but nezek. Could be, as Tosus points out, that Papa Shmuel didn't realize it was a chamor. He didn't hear the whole story. He just heard that the hand of a tinok was cut off. Because nobody thinks that a chamor pays tsar and ripoy and sheves and loshes. Amalei Rava b'hanan chamisha tanan. What do you why four, not five? There's even lishitascha that it was not a chamor, so why are you saying four? Amalei mibar minezek amina. I'm leaving out nezek. Why are you leaving out nezek? So it could be that this is because you can't sell a kid as a slave, as an eved ivri. Right? So this is what we pointed out before, that this is a reflection of Rashi's Havana of Nezek on the Mishnah. If you learn like Rashi on the Mishnah, that Nezek is because, right, Hezikov Efsido Mamon She'im Haya Nitzrach HaYamocher Atzmo Be'eved Ivri. So then it makes sense that a child, a boy child, should not have to pay Nezek. So that's what Rav Papa Bar Shmuel said. Amarlai Abaye V'achamru V'chamorin HaMashalim Me'el Nezek. Amalahu, zilu, shaymu le nizke. Okay, so pay nezek. I is a katan. Must mean on as an evident kanani. Right? We're going to go ahead and see what, practically speaking, of course, halacha, you can't sell him as an evident. But practically speaking, what would he fetch on the slave market? Now, he pointed out that it could be that at this point, the Gemara, even Rashi, understands that we're being closer from what we thought originally. In other words, that's Gufa. Rashi, Kedarko, very frequently explains the Mishnah Kafi, the Havamin of the Gemara, which is sort of the intuitive understanding. That's what the Gain points out, that if Rashi does that, as long as you're a Perish on Gemara, not a Perish on Mishnah, you could explain the Mishnah is like the Havamin of the Gemara, Kipshutan. Right, and the simple understanding of Nezek is like Rashi explains in the Mishnah. Why should he pay Nezek? Because if Sido, then he could have sold himself. The Gemara, though, proves that's wrong. Because if so, so it would come out that let's say, Behema is Mazik a kid, you don't pay anything. Lo'ol ala das. And this would explain the Rashi and Amud Beis that we pointed out. Rashi paid out on Beis, the Masfil. Upegam, Rashi says, Shifcha, Kenainis. So, right, we said it's a stira. Rashi and Pegam on the base says Eved Ivri. Rashi Pedam says Eved Kenainis. The answer might be it's not a stira. Rashi, Kilo is Choser, but it's not Rashi that changed his mind. The Gemara changed his mind. Rashi, on the Mishnah, explained the Gemara Kipshuta. When the Gemara showed that that's wrong and said, oh, Akar Chachot Eved Kenainis. Now, there is another way, though, to read this, which is you could say, no. Once you say that it's from an animal, then we'll say, do shuma ke'evet. There's taka in ke'evet kanani. Why? Why would you say that if it's a person, if it's a person that's mazik a person, so then the nezek is the me'evet ivri. But if in the mela, then perhaps for a katan he wouldn't say this. And if it's an animal, then it's evet kanani. The answer might be exactly what the Rambam says. Now, the Rambam himself might not say this because he holds even by person to person, it's onesh. Nezek is always an onesh. But the Rambam himself makes that chiluk. Meaning that the Rambam writes that person to person is onesh, right? But animal to person, when you pay nezek, as we saw in the Rambam, it's not onesh. What is it? It's kimamo, right? When an animal is mazik, a person, the reason why you have to pay, here it's not shayach onesh, so why do you, we evaluate the damage in terms of what a person would be sold as a slave, but that's not pataris onesh. What do we see the Rambam say? That's pataris. We imagine that he's a cheftel. We imagine that he's mamo. And what's the reason? Otherwise you wouldn't have to pay. That's the chiddush. When the Torah is machadish that an animal damages a person, a ben cholin, you pay. It's because the Torah is telling you, don't look at it as though he damaged a person, look at it as though he damaged an object. So you could have said, read this Gemara, that no. Oh, now that you're telling me, it's not the pshat, the way I read it the first time, that Rav Pavel Bar Shmuel started changing his mind. No, Rav Bar Shmuel didn't change his mind. Now that you're telling me it's an animal, I will tell you that you should do nezek. How do you do nezek? Like an Eved Kanani. Right? So when he thought it was a person, originally, how did Rav Bar Shmuel understood? He understood that we're talking about a person that wounded the kid. So then what did he say? Four things. Not nezek. Why not nezek? Because he's not on the, he's a kid. There's no value as an evidence, right? And then when you tell them, oh, this was not, and then he said, why four, not five? And the answer is because he's a kid. He's no value as an evidence. So there's no nezek. Then we said, oh, actually, this was an animal. So then he said, oh, okay, so forget the four. You're not chayav tzar, ribui, sheves, and boshes, but you are chayav shumuk eved. And which one? Eved kanani. Because like the chiluk of the Rambam, everybody agrees that when it comes to a situation of an animal damaging a person, so how do we look at that? We look at that as an animal damaging an object, or we look at the person as an object. And if we look at the person as an object, so we're going to look at his value on the slave market, which is shaykh for a kid, even on the Eved Kanani market. Yeah?
The Marsha is another one going to be more. He says that like Papa also didn't know, just like he didn't know that a chomer, that he also didn't know that the arm was damaged or was knocked off. So he didn't think there was nezik there because he had also more and more information.
So you could learn that way. I didn't see that, but I think it's a much more, I think, either way, we're learning it. It's much more medieval. Because it's not, right, there's, why are we telling me this funny story? And it's not teaching me anything new, right? It's no new information. The whole story is based off of a papa's misinformation. Once he got the correct information, there's no chiddush. Originally, he thought there was no nezek. Oh, there was nezek. Originally, we thought there was, it was an animal. No, it's a person. So what do you need the story for? What's the chiddush? Whereas either way, we're learning it. There's taka, a very big chiddush. In other words, there is a svara to pater you from nezek. And either kamash malan, no, we change our mind, which would stay, explain the seer nashi, or kamash malan, this remarkable idea, which again you see from the Rambam, which is that the geder of nezek for an animal who hurts a person is different than the geder. They're both called nezek, they're both shumak eved, but it's a very different geder than the geder of nezek for a human to a human.
Why is it eved kanani with a behemoth?
Sorry?
Why is it eved kanani with a behemoth? The behemoth is mazik.
Because there, what is the nature of that tashlumen? This is what the Rambam says, right? What's the nature of that tashlumen? That's not tashlumen of, that is, again, Rashi wouldn't say it this way. I'll tell you in a second how Rashi would say it. But the point is that the way the Rambam says it is, if you took the model of human, then you would have no chiyuv at all. Because there's no onesh here. Because it wasn't a person. So what is the Torah telling me when the Torah tells me you pay when an animal damages a person? The Torah is telling me treat that person as an object. Right? Well, what do you do when you treat the person as an object? What do you do for objects? You take it to the marketplace and you see how much it would sell for. And that's how much damage you pay. So the Torah is telling me that when you damage, when an animal damages a person, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to imagine a person is an object, so we're going to take him to the marketplace. So now, at that point, it doesn't matter whether he's Jewish or isn't Jewish. It doesn't matter that he's a katan or gadol. What does he sell for in a marketplace? That applies for a kid, right? There is a marketplace for buying kids. It might be that Jews are not halachically allowed to participate in that marketplace. But there is a marketplace, right? So once we're the chiddush, a chiddush Torah, that you pay when an animal damages a person is, what is the Torah telling me? Look at that person as though he's an object. And just look at what the market price is. As opposed to, for the Rambam, Onesh, or for Rashi, Kama Hefsido. But either way, it's different. Kama Hefsido says, look at an Eved Ivri. For the Rambam, it's Onesh. It might be both Eved Kanani, but it's still, it's a different type of Tashlumin. Whether you learn like Rashi or Rambam, the Nezek of human to human is different than the Nezek of animal to human. What the difference is? That's Markadisle. Okay, good. Beautiful. So, Amarle. Where are we? Amarle, Zu Shumu Le Niske. Tav Ka'abda by Lumishaime. Amarle, Zu Shumu Ka'abda. Amarle, what do you nuka? Right? So, again, just another point in terms of the Rav Marshan versus my explanation, right? This Shaka Vataya works much better. We know it was an animal, but still, we know what happened. But he said, how you need to do it like an Eved? Yeah, do it like an Eved. What's going on? What's the back and forth? Answer is, the back and forth is what we said. Either Pshat 1 or Pshat 2. But Pshat 1 or Pshat 2 both assume, explain the back and forth, right? You need to do it like an Eved? Yeah, do it like an Eved. That's the Pshat. Right? There's a Havamina and there's a Maskana. Oh. Amulei. So Avua said what? I don't want. Amulei Avua. Dianuka. Lo ba'ina dezila be'milsa. It's going to be traumatic for the child to put him on the slave block. Imagine that. Right? He's going to have nightmares. It's not right. Now, even though, and a lot of times, umdinas will see, we have to do our best guess, right? Like, we talk about tsar. You know, how much would a person pay to get this tsar nas? I don't think there's really a market for tsar. But to the extent that we can, presumably we must, to get an accurate price. So, you know, otherwise the nizak could say, the mazak could say, look, maybe you're overcharging me, you're estimating, let's go, right? Let's figure it out to the best level. And if so, the only way to do that is to bring the kid to the shuk. So the father says, I don't want that. Zila b'milsa. Amil hu. V'ha kamachayiv islei liyanuka. You can read this Gemara's question in sort of two ways. One way is, it's not right what you're doing, because you're causing the father to be, the kid to be nifsad. Or even more, you don't have the legal right. Meaning to say, the father does not have the legal right to allow the kata not to collect money that he's entitled to. A parent does not own his child. He might be the guardian of the child, but he's not the owner of the child. So if this child is owed money, so even though the father thinks it's not so good for the kids, Zila Bumilsa. The Gemara doesn't, I said traumatic, the Gemara says Zila, but so whatever the point is, it's not that the father lacks the legal right to do this. So, Amr Lehu, Lechigadol Mefayasna Le Medidi. Now again, this answer would depend on how you see the question. Is the Gemara asking a moral question or a legal question? If it's a moral question, so then it's easy, okay. We'll work it out when he gets older. If it's a legal question, so you could still ask, you know, so what gives the parent the right to do it? And the answer is that even though, like we said, the parent is not the owner of the child, but he's the guardian of the child. He's kilu d'apotropos of the child. He has to make decisions in the best interest of the child. And therefore, as long as we can guarantee that the child is not going to lose out monetarily, so then since it's in the best interest of the child that he not be brought to the slave block, so then we will allow that. That's within the purview of the parent's authority. Okay, if he's not, you know, now how much is the father going to pay? We actually don't know. Be mafias. If not, the kid could take the father to Beis Din, sue him. Okay, fine. Hahu to rad alas yade dienuka. Asal kamei derava amr lahu zilu shaimuhu keavda. So the shore ate up the hand of the kid. So Rava said, Shemu Kavda, like we saw in a previous Gemara. Amu lei, v'amaru d'amar kol nishom ke'aved. Ain't govino so good patho. Says Rashi, kol nishom ke'aved. Ho'ol v'davar she'enu katsuv, hu. Ain't govino so good patho. The time of first will come on. This is very perplexing, Rashi. Because Rashi seems to be invoking Lekaman, you know, the Maskan of the Gemara. So the Maskan of the Gemara, the Pashto says, as you saw, this doesn't stand. In the end of the day, what matters is Shchiach / Chisaron Kes. Right? Rashi here, Davashen Okatsu, seems to be a little bit the Havamina of the Gemara, where we said, because anytime it requires Shuma. But again, the Chora, so what's time and Farish Lakaman? The Gemara says, in the end, two reasons. Those two reasons don't have anything to do with it being Eino Katsuf L'Chora. Either it's because it's Chisar and Kis, that has nothing to do with Eino Katsuf, or it has to do with L'Shriach, that has nothing to do with Eino Katsuf. Rambam seems, Rashi seems to be telling you, and we'll see shortly, this is also due to Rambam, that L'maskana, this does stand. So let's read on. Samar lehu, lo tzricha di tafas. Here we have very interesting machlokas. What does di tafas mean? Rambam, Rashi says, di tafas, hachi yamar lehu, shumulei. Vayom, olam achar, im yitfos mishalo yakvenu. I want you in advance to do the shuma, so that way, if I wish to do tfis, I can. This also seems to be the view of the Rif. The Rash thinks this doesn't make any sense over here, the Rash, because if we're not Govah B'Bavel, so how could you ask for a Shuma for tfisa? That's basically being dunning, adjudicating the case in Bavel. Tfisa means that I'm toe-face. Oh, so there's a principle, even though in dana no sobu bavel, itaf is lo matfikina mine. And then at that point, we'll have to go ahead and evaluate what it is. Right? So that's what itafas means. Itafas. If he was toe-face already, so then we will evaluate what it is. If you look at the Hagos HaShri on the Rush over here, so he says a third option, Rabbeinu Tam Shita, which is that we're only allowed tfisa when you're toe-face the actual mazik. In this case, it would be the shore. Right? Whether you learn like Rashi or the Rush, the point is, you can't do any tfisa. I can't go and, you know, seize your watch. Now, why? This isn't really the sugya now, but Rabbeinu Tam is saying, I don't understand. If you... Whether you learn like Rashi or the Rush, once you're going to allow for tfisa, so you're allowing dine knasos bivado, right? So the Rush says, no, this is a, right? You can't, the Rush says this is a special takana, that if you toe-face a thing that's mazik, then you can keep it. Fine. So, Rava l'taime. Dama Rava, nizke shor b'shor, v'nizke shor b'adam. And sure, these are like tricky languages. I always get you confused. Right? Shur be'adam means, Rashi says, Nizak and Shabbat is shur al yideh ha'adam. So that means person to person we're not gova. And also if a shur is gova and adam, you're not gova. But if an adam damages a shur, or shur damages a shur, then you are gova. Maishna niski adam ba'adam, and niski shur delo. Elohim ba'yinam, delaka. Niski shur, the shur ba'adam, nami Elohim ba'yinam, delaka. Doesn't seem to be a basis for this differentiation in the words of the Pesukim. Torah says you need Elohim in all the cases. You need Smuchim. Elah ma'ishna shor b'shor ba'adam d'shlichu sayu kav dinan. Must be that this works based off shlichu sayu, not just shlichu sayu, but also in a world where there's not even smichan eretz yisrael, shlichu sayu d'kamai. Interesting discussion, though not for now, is how does shlichu sayu work? Is it deraisa? Is it derabanan? It's hard to imagine it's really deraisa. We don't usually have shlichus of dead people. But on the other hand, if you think it doesn't work, midaraisa, how do you explain there's gerim? Nowadays, the Rishonim point out. Maybe Lidor Seichem teaches me always. Okay, it's a sugya for a Sanhedrin. How does Shlichu Sayi work? Somehow or another, Shlichu Sayi works. Midi Dali Odos Alvos. Ad Ba'adam. Ba'adam Bishur Nami Shlichu Sayi Kav Dinan. Midi Dali Odos Alvos. But again, what's the chiluk? Amri. It's kimlan begavei. In other words, it's straightforward. You don't need to do a shuma. Then we do it. Ami shor b'shor nami. Shor b'shor b'shor be'adam. Nami lo kimlan begavei. Now it's interesting that at least the Havamina is very nice according to the Rambam, who holds that there's a difference, even though in both cases they need shuma. But still, the Gemara is responding, but you need Shuma. Ela puk chazi, hecha de mizdavni tur b'shuka, adam ba'adam, adam b'shur, nami, puk chazi hecha de mizdavni avdi b'shuka. Va'od, tashlum kevel, tashlum rabab chamisha, dekitzi, navit shlichusai. If you think it's totally in kitzi, so then you should be gove those things. And that we know is not true. Amri, ki kevdina shlichusai ben monu, knasal avdina shlichusai. Adam be Adam, here we have a machlokas, two different yourselves. Where do we put pagam? The Bach puts pagam over here, our Gersin and Gemara puts it later. We'll talk about that maybe. Adam be Adam de Mimonahu Navid Shlichusayu. Kevdin Shlichusayu be Milsa de Shlicha. Adam be Adam de Lo Shlicha, Lo Avdin and Shlichusayu. Harei Boshes, again, either Pagam or the Bach will take out Pagam, to Shchiach, Navid Shlichusai. In other words, we know that some Adam Ba'adam is Shchiach, right? Why is Nezek not Shchiach, let's say? You know, people get into fights all the time. It's not like, and Taka sometimes comes to blows. But how often when people get into a fight, even in a bar fight, is there a Nezek? Usually it's not going to cause a permanent, irreparable damage to their body. But the boshes, that's a ma'isim b'chol yom. Reuven gets into a fight with Shimon and he spits on him, or he slaps him in the face, or something like that, or gives him a black and blue mark in the eye. It's not nezek for black and blue mark, because it heals. But there's boshes. Amar hachli nami d'harav papa. Agve arba mezu ziluboshes taka. Baha leisi le rav papa. Tishalach le chista le rav nachman. Tishalach le chista knasaka magvis nebaba. I'm not going to talk about it now, but we'll have to get back to this question of how we look at boshes. Ella ki avdinan. Shlichu sai be milsa de shchicha. Vis lech shan kis. Ava milsa de shchicha lasbach shan kis. Inami milsa de lo shchicha vis bech shan kis. Lo avdinan shlichu sai. Hilkach. Adam ba'adam. Afagav. De les bech shan kis. Sorry, dis bech shan kis. Kev de lo shchicha. Lo avdinan shlichu sai. Boishas. Afagav de shchicha. Kevin de Las Bechsankis. Love the Yonasich Husayo. Fine. Bashur, Bashur Govin, Bibavel. Amirava, Shur Shahizik, Ain Govin, also Bibavel. Dazakman, Ilema Dazak Adam. Are you sure Dazak Adam, Afilu Adam, Dazak Adam, Nami, Ain Govin, also Bibavel? Alap Sheet, right? Why? Because the way Rashi learns it is, which is more likely? Right? It's even less likely, sure, even less common than Adam Shizik Adam is sure Shizik Adam. Elab Shita Dazik, sure. That happens all the time. Tani Engelman, also Bibaba. Ami Hassan, Bitam Hachabi Muad. So you pay Muad. Vama Rava, Ein Muad Bibaba. Ami Diyayat Hassan, Vaisi Lahacha. Va Milsad Lashricha. Milsad Lashricha. Hamina de Leodinam Sikusayu. Atu Rabban and Hassan. Das Rabban and Hassan, Vyadu Acha. Self, self, was Lashricha. Adam and Milsad Lashricha. Lo Avdina Sikusayu. Eloki Kamarava, Bashan Viragal. The Muadim Natrila son, Nenus. Right? What comes out of Shan Viragal, you pay in Bavel, but not Karen. Fine. Why? Because that is Chisam Kis plus Shriach. So we've already talked about when we did the Rambam how the words Knasa here can mean multiple things, and that also comes out from the first Tosfos. Just maybe one small point from the second Tosfos before we get to just a Rambam. The Tosfos is trying to explain the principle of Zeos v'chavalos, right? Zeos v'chavalos were going Bavel, but not Zeos v'chavalos. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? We could show you many places where Govig Zelos in Bavel. So maybe Yesh Litchos, that those are talking about Tfisa. Then Tosuk is a fascinating answer. V'yesh Mefarshim. Dafka Zelos Ha'idei Chavalos. Kegon Dimin Suvei Trei Umachu Adadei Adetak if Echad Mehen V'gazal Schaveiro V'chi Agavna Lo Shchiach Tfei V'lov Dinan Tzrichusayu. Right? What does that mean? Maybe we talk and we'll be Govig Zelos and we'll be Govig Chavalos. What does it mean we're not Govig Zelos for Chavalos in Babel? It means Zelos Shal Yadei Chavalos. Why? It's not Shchiach. Right? What are the odds that the two people get into a fight and then they steal? This is a very strange idea. Right? Imagine I said, I steal from Philip. I don't just beat him up, but I steal from him. So I break into his house, and I steal all of his old flutes, his new flutes. It's very uncommon to steal flutes, right? It's, you know, probably one out of a million thefts in America is of a flute. So, right? I didn't take his silver. I didn't take his money. I just took his slow shchiach. So I should be potter from Bavel. Basically, right? That's ridiculous. Obviously, like almost everything you steal, it's not. So, here, Epis, we got into a fight, and then we stole a lo shchiach. Right? So, if stealing is shchiach, so it doesn't really matter that I happen to steal something very unlikely, uncommon to steal. So, what does this mean? So, Mechavusa pointed out everything I say probably is from Mechavusa. Not everything, half the things. I can't remember everything. He says a beautiful pshat. He said the pshat is like this. So maybe the pshat is that it's uncommon that you're going to come to theft from chavalos. Now, as Tosa says, what are we talking about here? Two people get into a fight. We go into a fist fight, right? Okay, so it's not working. I'm not able to knock him out. He's not able to knock me out. So I say, okay, what's the next best thing? I'm gonna take his flute. So that's a different motivation for stealing, right? Usually, why do people steal? Because they want money. Why would I steal Philip's things? Because I want to make money. I'm poor, right? This is a very unusual reason to steal. And that makes it lo shchiach. They'll tell me, who cares? Who cares? Lamaisa stealing is stealing, right? Like I asked. So, answer is, this is a bigger topic, really for the Hagozels, but just Maramakam Ulacha, which is that actually motivation does have a role in theft. I'll just read you the opening halacha from Siman Shin Memches, Hilchos Gneiva. You see the beginning also of Hilchos Gneiva, similar thing. and again, there's a lot to say here, but we're out of time. But just reading Shulchan Aruch will highlight this point that I'm saying. Asur l'gnov afilu kol shudin toira. Okay? Can't steal any amount midiraisa, even a chatzis year. Choyra, kol shudin. V'asur l'gnov afilu derech schok. V'afilu amanaz la'achzir. O k'dei l'sham tush l'mekeifo. O k'dei l'tzaro. V'akol asur k'dei shol yargil atzma b'kach. It's coming from the roundup. You're not allowed to steal. And then, also, it's usher to steal as a joke, and it's usher to steal manas lachzir, it's usher to steal to pay kefal, it's usher to steal to torture your friend. Kedei shelo yargil atzmai bekach. In other words, and that sounds almost like Xavier Durbana, even if it's not, the point is you see that motivation for stealing does actually come into the etzem definition of stealing. It's a different type of theft. Clearly, when it's gonev al manas latzaro, or l'shalom tashlumei kefal, or the like. So, that's just to say, theft that's part of a fight, even though it's theft, is a different type of theft. And therefore, since that type of theft is lo shchiach in gomenos obibafo. Okay, so, this is, we're out of time again, we seem to have this problem. So just, tomorrow what we're going to do is like this. We'll start at 3:20. We need to, I want you all to go weiter, if you haven't already. We'll talk about Shittas Rambam here. That's the Iker Nekuda that we need to focus on, is Shittas Rambam, which is very perplexing and remarkably illuminating, which is in Hilchos Sanhedrin. And that's what we're going to spend the first part of Shiur on. I hope you see the Tzadot already, so you should go on. If you want to also see, just if you want to know like what we do in nowadays, in terms of what types of cases will be adjudicated based in and not in terms of the realm of Mizikin. So you could go ahead and look at the Shulchan Aruch over here, as well as the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. If not, I'll briefly summarize some of the interesting things that come out. It's from the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph. And you look at Sif Beis, Sif Aleph, Sif Hei. Fine. Then the next big sugya we're going to do is Peheimet Aleph, Danim Yisairim. To obviously focus on Rashi and Tosos, which are fascinating machlokas. And then if you want another, a third shita, there's a Ramah, which is quoted in Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. It's quoted also in the Tosos Rosh, very interesting. So hopefully we'll get to that also tomorrow. The next big sugya, which I hope also to get to tomorrow, I don't know if we'll finish it tomorrow, but is again also Peyim Adalef Heichi Shamin Amlei, and for that sugya, the Iker Rishon to do is the Rush. Of course, through the Rambam, you should always be doing every Rambam, but the Iker sugya here is the Rush. Fascinating Rush. If you have a chance, there's a bunch of other Rishonim in the Shita Mekubetzes that are worth looking at. But the Iker one to focus is on the Rush, and of course the Rambam. The Rambam is Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, and Yud. If you have a chance also to take a look at the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, some very interesting things come out from there. So that's the Iker of what we're going to be doing tomorrow. Probably won't get up to Tzar tomorrow. But at the very least, tomorrow in Seder, with all those Rishonim, I want you to get up to the Sugya of Tzar on Pehei Amud Aleph. Not the Sugya of Tzar, the Sugya of Ripoy, at least up to the Sugya of Ripoy, which is the two dots on Pehei Amud Aleph. Tanur Rabban and Olamot Tzmachim. So in theory, I'd like to do that tomorrow. In the event that you get to and say to go on, don't wait for me. But at the very least, to get up to those two dots, and as I said, those Rishonim. Okay.